We're travelling around Europe this morning, it seems, as we leave Denmark now and make our way to a vegan bakery in The Hague. In a month where we have heard of the closure of so many local cafes and restaurants, there is a very real sense of the shutters being pulled down on owners' dreams and on small communities that good local cafes create. While in Ireland this sector is contracting, in the Netherlands they have seen record growth in their hospitality sector in the past year. In The Hague, Colette Kinsella came across a new vegan cafe run by an Irish woman whose mission is to bake the world to a better place.
Ga bij de rotonde rechtdoor om op de Weimarstraat te blijven.
So we are on the Weimarstraat in The Hague. Really long shopping street with beautiful late 19th century buildings left and right. And I have to go right.
Weimarstraat number 49 is where you'll find Kitty's Kitchen.
Well, well, well.
Run not by Kitty.
Good to see you, my daddy.
Good to see you, how are you?
But by Mary Bruton.
From Ballinakill, Loughrea in East Galway.
Show me around.
Come on inside.
And it's a welcoming place. Not just because of the high stuccoed ceiling, the drenching sunlight, the overstuffed couch, or the communal wooden table in the centre.
Students, mature students, like to come in here. Kind of feel at times I look after them like a mammy, you know.
Oh, an Irish mammy in The Hague, nothing like it.
But there's also an alluring, warm, cinnamony smell in the air from the cakes on the wooden countertop beside the till.
My eyes are popping out.
Well, here you have in front of you banana and carrot cake. Really popular is the lemon olive oil cake and the chocolate Oreo. And I like to do fresh bakes every morning. And I'm just actually about to start the savoury scones, actually, if you want to join in. And
I'd love to see.
So feta and roast pepper.
So, walking into the kitchen now. Quite a small kitchen.
Make sure my oven is at 220. All right, she's underway. So I have a bowl here and I have my flour, obviously, my plain flour, and I have a plant-based butter. So I didn't predominantly start with lots of vegan, but I'm 95% vegan now.
Are you personally vegan?
No, I'm not.
And why then did you morph into cooking vegan? Because, I mean, we're in the land of dairy and the Dutch love their dairy.
Demand, Colette.
Demand?
Demand. It's just unbelievable. I just happened to, by luck, be in the section where a lot of vegan action is happening. Believe it or not, we have a vegan barber across the road.
A vegan barber.
No joke. And we have Veggie to You. It does all vegan products. An amazing restaurant called Kasan. And then there's me, you know? There's me.
Kitty's Kitchen.
So you
need to get back to those scones.
Let's get some air into the scones by lifting the flour up. It's incredibly satisfying. You know, I have four brothers and two sisters, and we grew up on a farm in rural Ireland. And Saturday was baking day. I have fond memories of making the brown bread for the week, the scones for the week.
And today is Saturday, and plenty of people around the country will be doing exactly what you're doing now.
Yeah. So I'm just pouring the buttermilk in and just cutting across it.
Tell me about Kitty while you're doing that.
Ah, Kitty, sure. Kitty was my grandmother from the Whitegate area in County Clare. My memories of Kitty is coming home from primary school, sitting beside her on the bed, and she asking me about my day. Yeah, I fear that my grandmother is always very close to me, you know, so I wanted to do this in honour of her. And also as well, the whole mission statement of Kitty's Kitchen is community. Everybody has their face in a phone and nobody talks anymore. What I'm about here is a community place where we can come in and if you want to have a chat, have a chat. If you don't, that's cool. Make yourself at home.
Into the oven. I live in a neighbouring city and I'm already regretting that I don't live here.
Oh, stop.
Awesome.
What guided me here this morning from my next door city of Leiden was my trusted Google Maps app. With Mary, though, the story that took her here is a lot more complicated. And it started in Australia almost 10 years ago. She was living there at the time, a divorced mother of two, and she wanted to bring her two children to The Hague for a couple of years to join her partner, who was seconded here.
So we moved, a new life here. Alas, the relationship didn't work out. So I really had no choice but to make a go of it here. And golly gee, it's a hard system to navigate. You know, you don't speak Dutch, but I was guided.
Kitty?
Yeah, I was guided.
What Mary forgot to mention, though, is that the relationship ended the same week she arrived here. Within a week, though, through a series of coincidences or Kitty's intervention, Mary found a job and a place to live. And things continued to go well until COVID. Unfortunately, she lost her job then, but she started selling her own brownies at the Saturday market for a while. Until one day, she said, she felt compelled to walk into Weimarstraat, where she peered through the window of a former cafe.
And 3 weeks later, I set up shop. I really feel all the entrepreneurs here. I'm part of a family here. I'm part of a family. We all look after each other. Yeah, and you know what? I love jumping up on my bike at 6 o'clock in the morning, watching the street wake up and the bakes happening in the oven. So,
and speaking of, we should go get them.
I think we should.
Mary Bruton of Kitty's Kitchen in The Hague speaking to Colette Kinsella for Countrywide. Adam texts us on 51551. Philip, please, it is scone as in gone, not the so-called posh version of scone. Adam, no. I know posh, and I'm telling you, scone is not posh. Scone is posh. On this hill, I will make my final stand. But let us not row. Let us finish where we started, with the Countrywide Dawn Chorus, which this week included Brenda Donoghue, Stephen Higgins, Liam Mullen. That is it from us. Again, take what this morning has to offer and have a great weekend.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.